Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Sorting and Grouping Data. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Manipulation Techniques in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as sorting data with the order by clause, grouping data using group by, and an introduction to aggregation functions. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to sort and group data effectively to enhance your data analysis capabilities, making it easier to derive insights from datasets relevant to your work in finance and fintech. Main content sorting data with the order by clause sorting data is a fundamental skill in data analysis, allowing you to arrange records in a specific order based on one or more columns. In SQL, structured query language, you can achieve this using the order by clause. For example, consider a dataset of customer transactions. If you want to sort this data by transaction date, you would write a query like this. In this example, indicates ascending order. You could also use for descending order. Sorting helps you quickly identify trends over time, such as whether sales are increasing or decreasing. For instance, if you analyze monthly sales data, sorting it by date can reveal seasonal patterns that inform inventory decisions or marketing strategies. Grouping data using group by. Once your data is sorted, grouping it allows you to aggregate information based on specific categories. The group by clause is used in SQL to group rows that have the same values in specified columns into summary rows. For instance, if you want to analyze total sales by product category, you can use the following query. This query groups the data by and calculates the total sales for each category. Grouping is essential for summarizing large datasets and making informed business decisions based on aggregated data. For example, knowing which product categories are performing well can help you allocate resources more effectively, such as adjusting marketing budgets or stock levels. Introduction to aggregation functions. Aggregation functions are vital when grouping data, providing powerful tools to summarize information. Some common aggregation functions include sum, adds up values in a specified column. Count, counts the number of rows in a group. AVG, calculates the average of values in a column. Max and min, determine the maximum or minimum values in a column. For example, if you want to know the average sales amount for each product category, you might write, using aggregation functions allows you to derive insights like identifying the most profitable product categories or understanding customer purchasing behavior over time. For instance, if you find that the average sales amount for a particular category is significantly higher than others, it may indicate a need to invest more in that area, whether through increased stock, promotions, or targeted marketing efforts. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered sorting data with the order by clause, grouping data using group by, and an introduction to aggregation functions. These skills are crucial for any business leader looking to make data-driven decisions in finance and fintech. By mastering these techniques, you will enhance your ability to analyze data effectively, leading to better insights and strategic planning. Reflection questions. How can sorting data help you identify trends in your business reports? In what scenarios would you find it useful to group data, and what insights might you hope to gain? Reflect on the aggregation functions discussed. Which ones do you think will be most beneficial for your role, and why?